What do we see in the Gemara? We have the Lashon Kiyigach, when the Pasuk talks about a Shor Shehemis as a Adam. We have the Lashon Kiyigof, when it speaks about Shor Shehemis Shor. The Gemara explains that only Negicha is an Av, so that when it says Kiyigof, it really is another word for Negicha. It just means it was the Keren that tapped, and that's called Negicha. Negicha is the Keren. So the Gemara wants to know, why do we find a Shinui Lashon? Why does the Torah say Yigach when it comes to the case of Shor Shenogach Adam? And the word Yigof when it's talking about Shor Shenogach Shor? And the answer is because we see from here Adam, the Isrei Mazla, it's harder to affect to kill or to be Mazik, the Adam. And Behema is easier, and from this we know Milsag of Urche Kamashmalan the following. The Muad La Adam Havi Muad La Behema, Muad La Behema Havi Muad La Adam. Rashi learns that we're talking about a case Muad La Adam to kill an Adam, and by the fact that it was Muad La Adam, it killed an Adam three times, it's Muad La Behema, because it's obvious. If it can do it to Adam, it can do it to Behema. Whereas the other way around, Muad L'Behema, Lavi Muad L'Adam, if it was gored an animal three times, that would not make it Muad L'Adam in terms of, according to Rashi, in terms of Chiyuv Kofer. Rabbi Akiva Eger thought that L'Chor, the issue should be Nogeya Nezikin. That we'll have to maybe come back to that Kasha Rabbi Akiva Eger had on the Rashi. To reemphasize from yesterday, L'Chor, when we start by saying Muad L'Adam, Lavi Muad L'Behema, that is seemingly not the chidush that we're learning from Yigach and Yigof, because that would be no different than, let's say, as we'll soon see now, Tos can address, but the idea that we don't discriminate, whatever the case may be, but we're talking about not discriminating between one min and another. In other words, shor, chamor, gamo. So to be a muad for shor makes you a muad for chamor, makes you a muad for gamo, makes you a muad for other minim. And obviously, Adam and Behema in that regard are no different. In other words, a Muad L'Adam, having Muad L'Behema, that's not part of what we need to learn from the Shinui Lashon HaPasuk of Yigach by Adam and Yigof by Behema. What we're really trying to pull out of the Diyuk HaPasuk is the other side. That notwithstanding the fact that we're assuming that we don't have any discrimination, the animal, what's a muad for one is a muad for the other, but Adam is a category by itself. When it comes to being muad la'adam, so just being muad la'behema doesn't rise to the level of being muad la'adam. So the way that you read the words of the Gemara would be, that even though muad la'adam and muad la'behema, and that's a davar pashut, but muad la'behema, lovi muad la'adam. That's the chidush that we're saying. Because the Torah goes out of its way to say yigach by Adam and yigo by behema, so that teaches us that by Adam it's a different level. Being a muad la'behema doesn't make it muad la'adam. That's what you see in Rashi when Rashi emphasizes that the Ashmi'inan is that exact point. Rashi doesn't say the part of the Ashmi'inan is the muad la'adam. Havi Muad L'Behema. That would be no different than Muad L'Behema Zu is a Muad for another min of Behema. Again, that's going to be the Pashup Shad if we go out Rav Zvid on Daf Lamed Zayin. The problem is going to be fitting that in within Rav Papa. That's going to be the Kasha Tosis is raising. But the premise, therefore, of Muad L'Behema, Muad L'Behema, that's a given. And the chidush that we're now gleaning, the milsag of Urche, is the other way around. That muad l'behema lo avi muad l'adam. Lashon of Rashi was mashmi'enu, right? The fact that the Torah says midutol negicha ba'adam negicha be'behema de mashma nocha hi ha'behema lamos min ha'adam mashmi'enu, says Rashi in the fifth wide line, mashmi'enu the shorah muad l'argis ha'behema lo chashav adal gabi adam. That's the mashmi'enu. And then Rashi adds at the end, "Avo muad la'adam, avo muad behema." But that's not the mashmi'enu. That would be no different than what we'd be saying about two minim. Okay, why is this not so pashut? That we're assuming, therefore, that when it comes to two minim, when it comes to Adam and behema, meaning from Adam to behema, it would be pashut that would be a mu'ad, and the big chiddush is from behema to adam nat. That seems to be totally in a machokes amurayim later. Fractosus milsag aborchi kamashmalan va'afilu rapapa de amar kaman b'shor shenagach dale behei de mu'ad la'adam stama lo havi mu'ad lebehema. So what's bothering Tosus? We have the sugya later in Lamed Zayin, Machlokes Amoraim, Zvidim Rav Papa, had a repshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, and of Lamed Zayin, Shor Shehu Muad Lemino, so it says in Aragirsa, Ve'ena Muad L'she'ena Mino, continues the Mishnah, another example, Muad L'Adam Ve'ena Muad L'Behema, goes on, Muad Tanim, Ve'ena Muad L'Gdolim. So three examples where the shor is a muad for one thing and not another. One mean one behema, not another mean behema. Adam and not behema, Ktanim and not Gdolim. On this, the Mishnah says, Es shehu muad lo mishayim nezek shalim. So you can have a differentiation. If a gor is something that's within the becheskas muad, you pay nezek shalim. Es she'ena muad lo mishayim chatzi nezek. That's the Mishnah. But the shaila is whether the girsa, in fact, should be with a vav. That means that it's been established that it's muad l'mino and not l'she'eno mino. That's been established that it's muad l'adam and not l'behema. Or that's the default. Just because it was became a muad b'cheskas that it's nogeach shivarim doesn't automatically make it b'cheskas that it's going to go any other min. And so too Adam and Behema. So the Gemara brings two versions here. Itma, Rab Zvid Amar, Ve'eno Mu'atnan. Rab Papa Amar, Eino Mu'atnan. Explains the Gemara. Rab Zvid Amar, Ve'eno Mu'atnan, Hastama Havi Mu'at. In other words, we're talking about a case, it's already been determined that this shore is a Mu'at Lamino. Take the first case. Mu'at Lamino. And it showed you that it's not a muad for another min. In other words, it's already established a pattern both in terms of being a muad for shvarim and not being a muad for chamorim. And that's when Mishnah says it pays nezek shalim for shvarim and not and chatzi nezek for chamorim. Ve'ena mutnan. Rashi explains ve'en muad l'she'eno mino di'adinan ve'i de'lo nogach. As, and the Rashi gives examples. In other words, the other min was the potential was there to gore, and it didn't gore. It displayed dafka the tendency not to gore the other min. So we now have a becheskas not only on what is going to gore, what it's not going to gore. And that's when we say that it pays as showing for this and not for the other. But what would that mean? If your goer is zvid, that's Rav Zvid, that would mean hastama havi muad. So according to Rav Zvid, by becoming a muad for one min, and I don't yet have any indication about the other min, so the default is that it becomes a muad for all the min. That is Rav Zvid. Rav Papa says differently. Rav Papa says, ena muad tanan, the stama lo havi muad. In other words, the Metzius is, all you have is what you have. What you've established the muad is for is what you're muad for. And whatever you don't have any indication about, so we don't have any right to extrapolate. By definition, it's already distinguished from anything else. And we assume by default that it discriminates. It's only a muad for what we know, for what we see. And that's true by min, different minim of behema. And it's also true, as Mishnah goes on and says, muad la'adam. And again, according to Zvid, it would be muad la'adam ve'ena muad la'behema, because otherwise it would be assumed that from one min to another min, you're automatically a muad. So it's true by minim of behema, it's true from adam to behema. But according to our papa, what do you have? You say it's not with above. It's muad la'adam ena muad la'behema. It's no different than the minim of behema. It's only a muad for what you've established. Fractose is a simple question here. Seemingly, this Gemara should have to square even with Rav Papa. You might want to add, Rav Kiv Eger notes this, B'toch HaDvarim, the whole Sugya Sa Gemara is all following on the heels of Rav Papa's statement here. After all, told the saying, Yesh Kayotzev and Yesh Lav Kayotzev, and it was Rav Papa who spoke, and that was got us started on our whole discussion. So you would want our sugya to be consistent with Shitas Rav Papa. Tosis doesn't quite say that way. Tosis just wants to work our sugya within Rav Papa too. So now, let's understand what's bothering Tosis. This halacha that we're being taught here, that muad lebehema go havi muad leadam. That's a special halacha. That's because of the fact that behema is nocha lehamis than adam, and adam is a different level that takes negicha, takes bekoach, and behema can even be with negifa. So the Torah shinei lashon is meant to tell me this unique chiddush. What's the unique chiddush? That muad lebehema lavi muad leadam. That means without this new chidush, that Adam is a new category, without that chidush, I would say then that by muad lebehema, I would see the same thing as another min behema, in other words. Right? Muad lebehema would be muad leadam. The problem is, what does Rav Papa say? Rav Zvid, beautiful. Rav Zvid says exactly that. Stama, right? Muad lemino is muad l'sheino mino. Muad lebehema is muad leadam. I mean, according to Razid Bepashtus, you would think it would be the same thing. So that would be the need for the chidush, yeah, but in terms of the discrimination, the animal doesn't discriminate. That's normally, but Adam is a different level. Adam is Ein Mudrad. That's where you have the chidush and the need for the chidush. Within Rav Papa, on the other hand, there's always going to be a natural assumption that all you have is a muad for what you have, what you see. And the natural instinct is to discriminate. Muad le min zeh is not muad le min acher. No vav. Muad le min zeh, muad le mino, ena muad she ena mina. No. So what's the big chidush that because what Adam is negicha? Forget about that. Simply, it's no different than shvarim and chamorim. Even more so, even more right according to Rav Papa, muad le Adam. I mean, you can even ask it directly. Tosa asks it sort of like this. Muad according to Rav Papa, muad l'adam is not muad l'behema. But meanwhile, the whole premise of what we're saying here is the assumption that you would extrapolate from one min to the other. Rav Papa holds no. There's naturally a discrimination between one min and the other. Factosus v'afilu Rav Papa the amar l'kamon b'shosh nagach dal v'hei the muad l'adam stoma lo havi muad l'behema. So in effect, what Tosus is saying, it's the whole Gemara here doesn't make sense according to this Lechora. It says here, Mod la'adam havi mod la'behema. Mod la'behema, that's the special thing, lavi mod la'adam. But Papa says, Mod la'adam, lavi mod la'behema. There's a natural discrimination. So the whole Gemara, beginning the sentence, Mod la'adam havi mod la'behema, doesn't square with our Papa. The Mod la'behema, lavi mod la'adam, because of a special halacha that it doesn't go as far as Adam. It never goes beyond what you have. That's the problem in Tosis. Says Tosus, I have a way to get around this. Haynu dafka shenagach gimu b'nei adam. That which Rav Papa says, that muad for one min is not muad for another. Muad l'adam, for example, is not muad l'behema. That means, for example, that min, with three times that one min, that same min. Haynu dafka shenagach gimu b'nei adam. So then all you have is the three negichos of that one min, be it, in this case, Adam. The Bahachi lo havi muad lebehema. And then, of course, you can't go beyond what you have. But, avo nagach Adam v'shor v'chamor. Suppose you have three different minim. Adam, shor v'chamor, davi migimu minim, havi muad lekol. That would be muad for everything. Everything seems to suggest what? Muad l'kol. What does it sound like? Even for Adam. It's important to take note of that. Having muad l'kol. And that's where our Gemara is now going to come in with something relevant. But what is the chidush now of our Gemara? So muad l'adam, having muad l'behema, and that's, again, that's pashut. And that pashut, in what case is it pashut? Muad l'adam, not three negichas for Adam. No, that wouldn't make him muad l'behema. Muad l'adam, muad l'behema would mean Adam Shor Gamo. And that would be more the call, meaning everything, even Adam. And that's not, again, it's not the chidush here of the Kiyigach and Kiyigov. That's the given. But now I know why I need to tell me part two, which is the real chidush of the Yigach and Yigov. Namely, what is Agamar trying to say? Mod behema lo havi mod Adam. What would that mean? Why is it relevant to tell me that? As follows. Avo, Nogach, Shor, Chamor, V'gomo. Oh, let's say the three negichos, which were, again, three different animals, but didn't include Adam. So they're three different animals, but not Adam. Then, lo havi mod Adam. What would have been mod Adam? Adam, Shor, Chamor would be mod Adam. Because it's three different ones. Three negichos for Adam would limit you to Adam. That's what Pavashita. The animal discriminates. But once you see that the animal is doing different ones, that's what the Gemara says, our Papa agrees with three different meanings. But that's where our Gemara is coming with the Chiddush of Yigach and Yigov. That if the three meanings did not include Adam within the three, Avo Nagach Shorach Hamar V'Gama L'Avim Uod L'Adam. The afal gav the lechol behem having mood a figure of papa kidi isa hasam. Tosis quotes what the Gemara there says on the bottom of the amud, lamed zayin. That according to a papa im timsalom at 3 lines from the bottom, isa namid a papa nogach shor chamor vegamo nasim mood lechol. That's what Tosus means, Kidi Isa Hasa. So in effect, what has Tosus done to create the picture for our sugya that can square with Rav Papa? Mitzad Echad, Rav Papa holds that naturally, muad for one min is not a muad for another min. Furthermore, muad la Adam, lovi muad la behema. Because all I have is a negicha for what I see, and naturally there's a difference between one min and the other. I wouldn't extrapolate from one min to another, be it one min a behema to another min behema, be it from Adam to behema. In which case, the whole sugya here doesn't seem to flow. The sugya says, mod Adam havi mod behema. That's against what we just said in Rapapa. And it says, mod behema havi mod Adam, because of a new din, that you can't go from behema to Adam. You can't go from one behema to another either. You can't go from Adam to behema either. So what do you mean, the Adam to behema? Yes, behema to Adam not. It doesn't go with Rapapa. So the answer is, create a case where Rapapa would agree that the animal, that we do not have discrimination between one min and the other. How so? So the Papa only says that the animal is going to naturally discriminate if all I have is the three negichas in one min, be it one shor, chamor, three times shor, three times chamor, be it three times Adam, then I wouldn't be able to establish muados for anything beyond the three, that the min that the three negichas were on. But once I mix and match, once I can have three negichas of three different minin, says Tosa, so for example, there, if Adam would be one of the three, it would be a muad for everything. Everything means anything that was within the three. It could be Shor, Chamor, it could be Adam. This is why, to muad lo Adam, have muad lo behema, that's exactly fine. Because it's a muad for everything, including Adam, that's fine. There's no discrimination. And yet, we have now chidush, muad lo behema. Lo havi muad lo Adam. Namely, if the three did not include Adam, so even though normally we would say that once there's three different minim, so the three minim allow you to extrapolate to everything, but if the three minim did not include Adam, Adam is a different level. So therefore you can't jump from any of these three minim or any other animal, for example, to Adam. This is Tosa's first answer. So what he basically did is just he allowed us to understand why there's a chidush in this Gemara of Adam vis-a-vis, Behema vis-a-vis Adam, because we have a case where Papa is also going to agree. Meanwhile, we see, from between the words of Tosus, that in the case that he mentions of Adam, Shor, and Chamor, it's a muad even for Adam. You see that from the Lashon of Imuad, Lekol, and then you see it again from the line that follows. Avo, Nogach, Shor, Chamor, V'gam, Olav, Imuad, Adam. In other words, if Adam would be one of the three, it would be muad lo Adam. Twice you have the diuk in Tosus. You see in Tosus why it emerges this point that Shor Chamor of Adam is a muad lo Adam as well. That is not a davar muskan mirishonim. The Muke Yosef later on that Gemara says Mefurish not that way. The Gemara says, according to Rav Papa, Shorach Amar Begamo is Muad L'Kol. From Tosis it would be Mashma Muad even for, if it would be Adam in the three, it would be Muad for Adam too. Muki Yosef says not that way. Muki Yosef says, B'Shem HaRama, Nogach Shorach Amar, so he explains Nasa Muad L'Kol, that's for all the animals. Then he says, "Miu kasav harama dahani mili v'chom mini behemos v'chayos." When it says that it's mud l'kol, it means for all animals. Aval adam the isli mazla. Now this is the case of shochamar begamo. Soon we'll get to the case where the adam is mixed in. But this is basically our gemara according to Tosis, right? Shorach Amar V'Gamo does not become Muad L'Adam. What does the Gemara say? Why is it? Because Adam Isri Mazla. So it takes more to kill an Adam. Says the Ramah. Basically, according to our Gemara, but he adds another Mokar as well, you see. Hani Milchom Mini Behemos V'Chayos. Aval L'Adam D'Isri Mazla. That's different. V'od, he quotes a Pasuk in Parshas Noach, his week's Parsha. V'chsiv Be'ikra. Morachem v'chitchem yiyakol chayas ha'arz kovashem. It says that your fear will be imposed on the animals, in the animal kingdom. So there's a natural version of fear that behemah has of from human beings. Lo. Okay, so that means that the case of a papa that the Gemara quotes, that papa agrees to, shocham abagamo, mud l'kol, is limited to behemos and chayas, not to adam. But then he adds, v'afilu, this is the point that here separates the Muki Yosef from Tosfos. The Afilu, Rabosa, do you see where I'm reading in the Muki Yosef? In the Oz V'Hadar, it's Daf Nun Aleph. In the other Dapi Arif, it would be, I think, Yud Ches. The Afilu Hecha Dehavi Adam Chad Minayu, Kigon Nagach Shor Chamar V'Adam, Lo Mitztarfu Negichos V'Gavi Mod L'Adam, O Gavi Adam Kechad Negicha Gvedet Adami. So that would not count to make Muad L'Adam, even though Adam is one of the three. This is also Rabbeinu Peretz's Shita. We talked about this a little bit last Thursday. We'll see how much we'll go back into it, maybe eventually. But meanwhile, Rabbeinu Peretz says the same thing. He asked Tosis Kasha, Itikshiri Rapapa, Muad L'Adam will have a Muad L'Behema. Rapapa says not that way. Muad L'Adam will have a Muad L'Behema. Yishlom Hani Mili Kishinagach Shosha B'nei Adam, Lachi will have a Muad L'Behema, Dainu Minechad. Hainu Minachir. Abu Hacha Mashinagach Shorach Amar V'Adam. Because I gave not through a Papa Moded, Avi Muad L'Behema. Shahare, I feel a Shorach Amar V'Gamma Mod Rapapa, Chinasa Muad L'Kol Behemus. The Afa Gav, the Muad L'Minzeh in a Muad L'Minachir. Mikol makom mahani shnei minim achirim lahashkim v'asosimud l'kor behemos. V'imkein hecha de adam havi me'echad min haminim. So adam, shor, and chamor, let's say. Mahani hashlamaso l'asosimud l'kor behemos. Kim de adam isli mazret fei. So what does he say? It only is going to affect you to make a muad l'behema, not for muad l'adam. Shorach Amar V'Gamo is muad for all behemos. Adam Chamor V'Gamo would be muad, according to Tosfos Ben Peretz and the Muki Yosef, only for behemos. And according to Tosfos, even for Adam. It's interesting machlokas. They point out on the Muki Yosef and the Haggah there that this is against Tosfos by us. So let's begin to think, at least before we get to the fancy lumdis, what could be the issue here? Whether, just in terms of this nekuda, whether you could make it muad l'adam if it was only one negicha of adam together with two other minim. Again, muad l'behema It means as follows. Mordu behemoth, havi mordu adam. If three behemoths, three different behemoths, for the same behemoth, then it wouldn't know anything but that mir. That's Rav Papa's shita. So now we have to establish for Rav Papa that the case of the Gemara's chiddush would be three behemoths, three different behemoths. Would not be mordu adam. Even though three different behemoths, right? Even though we would say mord for all behemoths, but not for adam. Question now is this. Let's say it would be adam and two other minim, would that make it mord la'adam? For Tosis, yes. And for Ben Peretz, not. It's mashal behema, that's interesting. We'll have to deal with that separately. But meanwhile, it would not make mord la'adam. Let's focus just on that nekuda. Adam and two minim of behema, would that be different than three minim behema? Three minim behema, that's Mefurash and Agamar within Rav Papa. That's the answer Tosis and the Rishonim are giving, right? Three different minim would otherwise allow you to be moored for all behemos. Rav Papa would agree in that case that you would extrapolate, right? But not to Adam, because Adam is different, Negicha, that's more. That's the three behemos. What if it was an Adam and two different minim of behema? For Tosfos, that would make it Mu'ud L'Adam. That would not be limited by this rule that Adam is different. Yigach. No, once Adam is one of the three, so then it's Mu'ud L'Adam as well. So the Gemara is talking only three behemoths. According to the Rinu Peretz and Muki Yosef, Adam and two other minim would still not rise to make it Mu'ud L'Adam. That's also Nogea, this chidush of Mu'ud L'Behemo of Mu'ud L'Adam. Because you need three times Adam. So let's consider it like this. What's the pshat? Mord l'behemo lav mord l'adam. In other words, because Adam is more, takes more power, takes more energy, yigach. Seemingly machok is how far you go with that. But Tosfos, that's only if there was not Adam in the mix. Once Adam is in the mix, then it would be mord l'adam. So, let's ask ourselves the following. Rav Papa holds that if the animal gored the same min three times, even if it was just Adam, right, I would not be able to establish more of this for anything else, but that min. For that min, an animal, or even any animal, all I have is what I have. That means the natural default assumption is it's only a mord for what it showed. But Zvid disagrees. Zvid says no. He did one min shvarim three times. You're moored for all animals. Why does Rav Papa hold otherwise? Why does Rav Papa hold that it's only a moored for shvarim, let's say, not for any other animal? Does that mean that there's no reason to think that it would gore other animals? Gored three times shvarim. There's no reason to think that it's gonna, the fact that it gored three times shvarim, I didn't see yet any evidence of any other animal. Fine. I wouldn't imagine that it would have within it to gore other animals. Or, second, no, I could imagine that it would have within it, but that's not enough to establish the becheskas as a mu'ud. Mu'ud means I have to establish a presumption, is what you're gonna say.
You also have to do like the Siba versus Simon.
No, I'm not going there yet. I'm not going there. I'm trying to avoid that right now. Just simply, because even that, I blurred the distinctions last week between them a little bit. So, like, I don't want to have to necessarily go back to that. We may get to it, but just for now, just Pashut. Mu'ud is establish a Becheskas, the presumption here. So, a basis to consider that the animal could be prone to gore. Other minim, I think I would have. Would you agree? I would have that. The animal did three times one min. Is there a presumption that would do other minim? I think so. But Rav Papa would say, that's not enough. To establish becheskas, it's not enough to say, I hear there's a tzad to say that an animal would do other, but that's not enough. Becheskas means you need something more than that. But Zvid would disagree, and what Zvid would say, that it's a mu'ud for all other minim also. Why? either of Zvid holds that, you know, I'm really sure. If I see this, I can be sure about all the meaning too. Or Rav Zvid says, not I'm sure, but like the fact that I have cause to think that it would do it, that's enough to establish Becheskas. In other words, that suggestion, that indication from one to extrapolate is enough to establish Becheskas for the others as well. But basically, the point being is within Rav Papa, there is something to be said. For the case to be said, made that, you know, it could do it for others as well. But it's not enough to establish more of Becheskas for the other men. Rav Zvid says it's enough, or maybe it's a more kavadai, or it's enough, whatever I have here to work with is enough. But it's not enough to work with. Now, when I look at the Gemara and talk about the case, a muad gebehema lavi muad ga'adam. So let's talk about now, Shor Chama B'Gama. Right? Even though I saw Shor Chama B'Gama, I can't now go to Adam. What's the pshat? So you could explain it, that it really boils down to the default case of Rav Papa for three times Shvarim. In other words, to the extent that if I see the same min three times, so what would I speculate about Chamor, about Gomo, about other minim? Yeah, could be. There's what to think about. It would, but that's not enough to create Becheskas. So to the same extent that I would think when I consider possibility of another min that it didn't yet prove itself to be Gorin, but I could speculate and conjecture and suggest, but all that's not going to create enough of a presumption. So too, Shor Chamor V'Gomel vis-a-vis Adam, you're basically echoing that same situation. In other words, vis-a-vis Adam, it's only speculative. No, could be, I can hear. If it's doing Shor Chamor V'Gomel, it could do Adam too. But L'maisa, Mu'ad L'Beim, L'Avim Mu'ad L'Adam. In other words, Shor Chamor V'Gomel for Rav Papa is enough to create presumption for the other minim beyond these three, right? And even though it wasn't three times Shvarim, three times Chamorim, it creates Mu'adis for these three and most Rishonim assume all the other minim as well. But if I want to know about Adam, it would be identical to what case? To be three times Shvarim if I want to know about Chamor and Gom. Both say, you hear what I'm saying? In other words, the issue that we're dealing with over here, where I have three behemos, different behemos, and now the chiddush is it's not going to be enough for Adam, and that works for our papa now because since it did three different animals, it does create presumption for all animals, but it won't create for Adam in the same way that three negichos of one min, or three negichos of Adam will not create presumption for behemo or for other behemos. One way to think about it. Alternatively, I could argue, no. That, the halacha that three times three different behemos does not make mu'adis l'adam is not just merely an echo of the notion that three times one min doesn't create enough presumption for another min. There's what to think about. There's what to consider. I can hear the argument that it would have within it to go to another min, but it's not enough to create becheskas. But there's considerations, there's a drara to consider the idea that it would go to the other min. Masha Inkin, we're talking about behemos and Adam, it's a whole different dimension. One is negifa, one is negicha. It's not even something to be mistapic about. It's not pshat that there's a tzad here that it could be, but it's not enough to establish. No. Adam is a whole different realm. I cannot go from seeing what I have, three different animals, and say, oh, so now maybe there's even a tzad for Adam, and now we have to clear, yes, no. It's a whole different mean. It's like a whole different dimension. That's the point. It's because it's negicha, and it takes a whole different mindset and energy and force and all of that. So there's not even a shayla. It doesn't even give us pause to consider the possibility of Mu'adis for Adam. Rabosai, this could be one way to understand the underlying machokis now between Tosis on the one hand, Muki Yosef ben Peretz on the other. Meaning, what would be the litmus test? Suppose I put Adam in the mix. So instead of saying Shor Chamor V'Gomel, and I say, it's not Mu'ad Adam, that's Hagemara. Let's say it's Shocha Marva Adam. I want to know, would it be a Mu'ad Adam now? If Adam is one of the three. So, if the idea of what we have in Mu'ad L'Behemel of Mu'ad L'Adam, in the case of three different animals, is basically a way of bringing us back to our Papa's default, in a case of three times one min, that Rav Papa would say, well, I hear Rav Zvira, I hear where you're coming from. You might want to say that it could be a mood for other animals, but it's not enough. It's not enough to establish a becheskas. That's if it was three times one min. So now if I have three minim of animals, so I would say the same idea. Rav Papa would say it's true, it's enough to create becheskas for all different animals, but vis-a-vis Adam, it would be similar to that, to the case of three times one min. But what if Adam was one of the three? So now, I see, it's not discriminating between Shoach, Hamar, Adam. So then, Memela, the same way that we change the picture for Rav Papa from three times Shvarim, that doesn't make it a mu'ad for other minim. And if we had three Shoach, Hamar, Vagamo, it does make a mu'ad for all the minim. So to the extent that now I put Adam in the mix, the only reason it's not a mu'ad la Adam from being a mu'ad behema is for the same reason that it can't be a mu'ad for other minim beyond what the three negichas were. Once I see I mix and match, then everything becomes part of the rule of mu'ad for a papa. So the same way, if I could put Adam in the mix of the three, so it's a mu'ad for the two animals and for Adam and everything else in between. That would be the Shita of Tosis. However, what would Muk Yosef and Beno Peretz hold? They would say no. The halacha of the Gemara here of Yigach and Yigof and Adam, Mu'ad Behema of Adam, is not just that it puts us back where we started with Rav Papa, that if it's a Mu'ad for three times Behema, then I would say it's not Mu'ad Shein Amino. Because Mehechatesa, maybe yes, maybe not. Not enough to establish Becheskas. But I hear perhaps, but not enough. No. I don't even have a shaila here. I haven't had any indication. There's nothing in what I see that makes me thinking Adam is a whole different world. Negicha of Adam is a whole different world. It's negicha. All I see here is a whole different issue. I see negif. I don't see negicha. Memela, if that's the pshat, then you could put Adam in here too. It doesn't change it. Doesn't change anything. Because until I have three times Adam, I cannot establish more this for Adam. The fact that Adam is mixed with the Behemoth, so what? But it's fundamentally, Mu'ad L'Behemoth Lavi, Mu'ad L'Adam means that it's a whole different category, a whole different world. This could be why we cannot explain the Machlokas. There's a whole other aspect to this in terms of how it's mitzdarif to Behemoth, that will have to maybe come back to that's the Chakira maybe that you're alluding to before. That Manafshach, how can it be? If it's a Mikra, it's a Mikra. If it's not a Mikra, how can you split it? That's a separate shayla. We'll come back to that. I'm just talking about one nekuda. That what does it become a mu'ad l'adam if Adam is part of the mix? Does the drawback of mu'ad l'behem l'mu'ad l'adam apply even if it was Adam chamar v'gamo? Or does it only apply mu'ad l'behem l'mu'ad l'adam only if it's shor chamar v'gamo, the Tosis discusses? The shayla should be whether I view the fact that it does not become Mu'ad L'Adam based on Mu'ad L'Behema in the same way, in the same light that I understood Rav Papa to begin with when we talked about natural discrimination between minim, that three times one min doesn't make it Mu'ad for any other min. Three times Adam doesn't make it Mu'ad for Behema. So therefore, even though now I've gotten to the point that Shor Chamar V'Gamal, but vis-a-vis Adam, it's as if we're talking about from Shvarim to Chamorim, or from Adam to Behem. If that were all it was about, then I think Tosis would be correct. Then once Adam is mixed into the three, then he's a mu'ad for everything, including Adam. But if I would understand the mu'ad and mu'ad Adam, that it's a whole different world, it's not even something to think about. It's not that I just can't create the becheskas for Adam. It's not even, I have nothing to think about. Then the fact that it's one Adam, not going to change that. Okay, what do you think, Chris? Have questions? Yeah.
I'm a little confused about the Svara. When you have a case of Behema, 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 Adam.
No, we didn't have four. Three.
I just said it. I meant to.
Okay. One behema, two different behema, behema means shor chamor, two different animals, and other. That's our question here.
Okay.
So does what the Gemara says, mu'ud lo behema, lavi mu'ud lo adam. For Tosus, that's going to mean shor chamor v'gamol doesn't make mu'ud lo adam. For Rabbeinu Peretz and the Mechi Yosef, it can even mean shor chamor v'adam doesn't make mu'ud lo adam, even though we mitzdarf to make a mu'ud lo behema, which is a separate conversation. But but basically, shor chamor v'adam, would that make it mu'ud lo adam? That's apparently machlokes Tosus and the Mechi Yosef.
Yeah, so in terms of the svarah of Rabbeinu Peretz and Mechi Yosef, the mashal, if someone is caught like ripping off a street vendor and then caught shoplifting from CVS, and then he commits a federal crime by like ripping off a bank, like stealing millions of dollars.
Yeah,
I'd be pretty scared that he would rob a bank again. Like, if it's really
again, but remind us,
no.
Let's go again. The way we're explaining it right now. Bedas Mechi Yosef and Rabbeinu Peretz, until you establish a consistent pattern with Adam, Adam is viewed as a whole different level. It's not just the same type of differentiation that we establish between one min and another for a papa, where I had three negichos of min A that I don't assume mu'adis for min B. So I could argue that that's what I have over here, that if it's only in mu'ud for behema, even though three different animals, but vis-a-vis Adam, it's a whole, I don't have enough here to go on. If that were the pshat, then I think you're right. And once Adam is already in there, then it's the same thing as that I can establish mu'ud for all the different animals, could also be Adam as well. But if the pshat is that Adam is a whole different world, for the animal to gore an Adam, then just because it was one time, that doesn't do anything to me. It's a whole different, it's a gulf. There's a natural gulf. I would add something, maybe make it maybe even more palatable, okay? The Mechi Yosef added a pasuk that the Gemara didn't mention. Maybe make it more geshmak this way. The Gemara talks about Adam vis-a-vis behema in terms of what issue? What is it? What makes the Adam different and harder? Mazel. What does the Mechi Yosef add? Another pasuk. Morachem mechitchem yia. It's not just it's harder, but there's a natural deterrent. There's a natural deterrent. There's a count. Right. It's neged hateva. It's not just that it's harder to do an Adam. So if it's that harder, then you could say, so that it brings it back down to the level that I wouldn't know from Shvam to Chamorim anymore. If it's three different animals, then I say of it, Mestam everything. But if it's just Shvam three times, no, Mehechatesa, maybe yes, maybe not. So here too, Adam is Limazla, so I'm, even though three different animals, I'm not convinced about Adam. No, Morachem Bechitchem Yiyah. By Adam, there's a natural fear, the natural aversion. So now, the fact that one time it was Adam is not enough to overcome that hump. There's a natural counter svar that the animal would not do Adam. So it's more than just the fact that I can't extrapolate, let's say, from three times svarim to any other animal. It's that Adam is a whole different world. The behemoth would not gore an Adam. It wouldn't want to gore them. So one time doesn't mean anything. The Shaila still has to deal with Mimanafshach. If you can attribute the Tgicha to Adam to Mikra, it doesn't count for Adam, it doesn't show anything. So how come it shows something with Gabi Behema? That's the Chakira could be helpful with it. Maybe we'll come back and discuss. We did it last Thursday. That Manafshach, is it a Mikra, is it not a Mikra? It's a Mikra in terms of being an Adam, but it's not a Mikra in terms of it being the level of Behema in it. Now, if it counts as nothing, it shouldn't count toward Behema either. That's a separate discussion. Yeah, that's another taina to think about. How could it be for Rabbeinu Peretz that it can be mashlim, the creator status and mu'adis for behema, if it's not counting for Adam? I'm just talking specifically why it's not counting for Adam, and for Tosfos is counting for Adam. I'm just saying that for Tosfos, it never became this new creature called Morachem Bechitchem Yia, and who said, no, it just means, yeah, for Adam, I'm already, you know, bringing it down to like it will be from one min to another. This is one teretz in Tosfos to try to work out sugya within Rav Papa. Again, what we've done is we leveled the playing field, that Rav Papa normally would say that it's only mu'ud for one min and not the other, and even Adam wouldn't make mu'ud behema, so how can our sugya assume that mu'ud Adam would make behema, and only behema to Adam is a problem? It's never going to go beyond what you did. The answer is, the case is different. The case is three different meaning. And therefore, we have what to talk about, and we have the chidush, mu'ud behema, mu'ud. That's terrace number one. Yeah.
What does Tosa do about the fact that there's seemingly a clear distinction between Adam and Behema, which is Mazel and the...
No, so that would only mean, in other words, for purpose of our sugya, that would only mean that three times Behema, three different Behemos, that is. Okay. Within Rav Zvid, let's get clear. According to Rav Zvid, very posh. The Gemara is perfect. Three times one min, let's say, makes you a mu'ad for all minim of an animal. But not for Adam. That's it. So you need a new chiddush. Behema doesn't make you mu'ud to Adam. But one min, Adam to Behema, is no different than Shvarim to Chamorim. And that would be Pashut. And Behema to Adam, that's the chiddush of our Gemara, because a mazel, it doesn't become a mu'ud for Adam. That is Rav Zvid. Rav Papa, on the other hand, even for Adam to Behema wouldn't become a mu'ud. And even one min of animal to another would not be a mu'ud. So what's the whole point of our Gemara? It's anyway not going to go from one min to another. So why would you say Adam goes to Behema, yes, and Behema to Adam, not? Obviously Behema to Adam, not. It's not, never going to go from one min to the other. Even Adam to Behema doesn't work. And says Tosas, no, because the case will be in our Gemara, we did three different meaning of Behema. Three different meaning. Shocham avagamo. For which Rav Papa would agree that we do make him a mu'ud for all meaning. Meaning with Behema. Comes out Gemara and says, oh, but, even though it becomes mu'ud for all minim of Behema, but not Adam. Because it's Rimazla. Adam is Rimazla. Meanwhile, though, what you do see in Tosis, it were to be Adam and two minim Behema, that would be mu'ud even for Adam. That's not what our Gemara would be talking about. It would be three minim Behema would not be mu'ud for Adam. Rama and Rabbeinu Peretz say it could even be Nogea, the case of Adam and two minim, because it still wouldn't be Mu'ud L'Adam even that. Because it would still be the same chesaron of loving Mu'ud L'Adam. Apparently because they would see loving Mu'ud L'Adam as something more than just, you know, you're speculating and we can't be sure. No, it's nothing. It's like I saw nothing. I didn't stand. So therefore one time Adam, I didn't see anything as far as Adam is concerned. Because it's like I saw nothing until that one negicha. And I saw one negicha, so I'm not impressed. But if it was always something about, I just, maybe yes, maybe not, so one time Adam is already enough to establish that it is a mu'ud l'Adam. But the case of the Gemara would be that with three times behema, three different behemas. Second teretz, or second, yeah, Yair?
So it says mu'ud l'Adam. Specifically, it seems like the terminology is mu'ud l'Adam and not like mu'ud l'anashem. So what do we say based off of the Gemara that
Atem
Korim Adam and
Behema? It's a separate issue. That the Gemara discusses this on Mem Aleph. Mu'ud l'Akam havi mu'ud l'Yisrael. The Gemara actually, okay, it's ironic. It's Rav Zvid himself, Tosus already raises the question. The Gemara asked the Kasha Mem Aleph that how do you have a case of kofar if the animal had to be killed after one time he killed an Adam? So how could you have a situation that it becomes a mu'ud and now there's a chiyuv kofar, it should have been stoned the first time. The Gemara has a number of ukimtas. One ukimta is that harak shkosha of the kochavim. So it became a mu'ud through that. The Gemara asks, mu'ud lo v'kochavim havi mu'ud l'Yisrael? I don't think it's due to the word Adam here. I think it's just stam. The Gemara is just, you know, raises that question and assumes that it doesn't make mu'ud l'Yisrael. So, okay. So therefore, it doesn't change anything. It's not going to help the situation. You see, I have more mentions that in yin. Yeah.
The line of mu'ud l'Adam having mu'ud l'Behema, yeah. Like the mu'ud l'Adam is causing...
No. Mu'ud l'Adam, havi mu'ud l'Behema, that's understandable. And the reason why it's understandable, according to Tosfos within Rav Papa, that would mean because it was Adam and two meaning Behema. If it was just three times Adam, it would mean mu'ud l'Behema. But mu'ud l'Adam, but that's understandable. Because there is no differentiation in that case. Once it was mixing and matching, there's no differentiation anymore. But notwithstanding that, Mu'ad l'Behema, three different minim of Behema, would not rise to be Mu'ad l'Adam, even though, as far as Behemoths are concerned, it's all now Mu'ad for all different animals. But that's the Chiddush, it's not Mu'ad l'Adam.
On the first part, doesn't it seem that the Mu'ad, since you're Mu'ad l'Adam, you're also then going to be Mu'ad l'Behema automatically?
That's correct. That's why I'm stressing. That would not be based... That would not be based off of the fact that it says Nagach and Nagach. Because to the extent that three behemoths would also make you a Mu'ad for all animals, so Adam and two behemoths would be the same thing. It wouldn't be because Adam is a Kavachomer and Adam is harder and it could certainly do the behemoths. You could do three behemoths and Mu'ad for all the Minim. So that's why I don't think that lies in the Diyuk HaPasuk. That's what I keep emphasizing. The Mu'ad, Lemu Behema, that is not predicated and guided by the Nagach Nagach, Negich and Negich for Lashon.
Tosus is explaining that line. As
yeah, he has to explain that line.
Adam, it was a Shor Adam and a Chamor, yeah? Doesn't that imply that it was Mu'ad Lekol at the same time?
That the line of Adam, of Mu'ad Adam of Mu'ad Behema would be explained in what case?
As a Shor, Chamor, and Adam.
Okay, fine, question. Correct.
Isn't that just like you came Mu'ad Lekol at once? It wasn't like the Mu'ad Adam caused you... The way when I read the Gemara first, it was like Mu'ad l'Adam, you killed three people, let's say. Then automatically you're going to become Mu'ad l'Behema.
Again, so that would be for Rosvid. How would it read according to Rosvid? Let's go slow. According to Rosvid, it would be Pashit. The way you just read it is Rosvid reading. According to Rosvid, it would mean, and somebody's shown him say, it goes like Rosvid, this Gemara, okay? So that would mean three times Adam, Stoma. That's the last thing. Mustama fi Mu'ad l'Behema. So that's the obvious reading of the Gemara. Mu'ad l'Adam, Mu'ad l'Behema, three times Adam. Mu'ad l'Behema, three times Shvarim, would normally make Mu'ad for all Behemos, but not for Adam. Rav Papa has a more difficulty with this line, because Rav Papa says Mu'ad l'Adam, three times Adam, doesn't affect status for Gabi Behema, and one min of Behema wouldn't affect status for any other min of Behema. So you have to read it as Mu'ad l'Adam, meaning Adam, and two other meaning.
Isn't that Mu'ad l'Kol automatic? It's not like Mu'ad l'Adam and then you become Mu'ad l'Behema. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, and then become... No, the Mu'ad l'Adam...
You're killing one person and two animals.
No, so Mu'ad l'Adam means if Adam was one of the three. That's what it means.
And then...
Mu'ad l'Adam, have Mu'ad l'Behema means if the Adam was one of the three, then be Mu'ad l'Behema, and according to Tosus, even for Adam. Right? And even for Adam. But that's because it's not part of the Chiddush. That's not part of the Chiddush. That's not part of the... It's words of the Gemara, and we have in according to the Arabic version, we have in the beginning. But that's not part of the Chiddush. Mu'ad Mu'ad Behema is another way of saying that we figured out how it could be that we naturally extrapolate. From Zvid, we naturally extrapolate because that's the way we always do it. Mu'ad for one thing, three times one thing, makes you Mu'ad for all other things. Adam to Behema, Behema to Behema, it's all good. According to Rav Papa, you have to reinterpret the case as mixing of three different things, but Adam is part of the mix. So Mu'ad Mab Mu'ad Behema, Petosis is everything. For Ben Peretz, it would mean only to Mashlin Behema, not for Adam. That's a machokas. That's part one of the first sentence of the Gemara. Mu'ad Mab Behema, Adam Shavah Gama. Mu'ad Behema, Rafi Mu'ad Adam, for a Papa will mean, for a Zvid will mean Pashit, mean three different times one animal, right? But all animals are included now, but not Adam. For Rav Zvid, it's going to mean three different animals, right? Adam is not part of the mix. We're having Mu'ad l'Adam. According to Rabbeinu Peretz, it could even mean one time Adam and two times animals. We'll have Mu'ad l'Adam. No, it's clear? In the words. It's clear, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why was Tosfos so compelled to explain it more according to Rav Papa?
So, either because we would rather not this Gemara have to, you know, there is the Diyuk of the Pasuk and the Stama, we want the Gemara's lesson that we derive from the Diyuk of the Pasuk should work according to all the Amarayim. And if you want to make it more, you know, Gishmak, you could say because the Sugya is working off of Rav Papa earlier, Rav Papa weighed in on the issue of Todos Sein and everything's flowing from that. Rabbeinu Menachem Piresh. Now, we have another pshat. Another pshat in working our Gemara in within Rav Papa. From Menachem Piresh, the Achikamer. A new way of reading the sugya. Again, what's the difficulty? Because according to Rav Papa, muad la'adam is not muad la'behema, because one min doesn't make you muad for another min. So what's going on? And they tell me a special din, muad la'behema, la'avi muad la'adam, it's anyway never going to be a muad for anything but what you have. So he says, you have to read it as follows. Dachikam, muad la'adam means shaya muad la'kol, v'chaza bo bet me behema, v'nisha muad la'adam. So muad la'adam means, we have a concept called chazara. Mishnah later in second parak of Gimel talks about how it can go back from being a muad. There's a way to reverse the process, not retroactively, but going forward. So mishayachzabo, betam mishayachzabo, different ways that you can have the status of muad become unraveled. The opportunity presented itself for the animal to gore on numerous occasions, and it didn't. So then the question would be, can you undo the status of muad for one particular mean or one particular area and not for others? That's where our sugya is going to be playing out. So now the words of the Gemara, muad la'adam, havi muad la'behema, means as follows, that there was the simanim of chazara played out vis-a-vis behema, but not vis-a-vis adam. So muad la'adam, the fact that it remains a muad la'adam, says Rav Menachem, prevents the chazara of behema from taking effect. Let's read it again. Muad la'adam shei muad la'kol. There was a muad established for everything. The chaza bo mi behema. The chazara, simonim of chazara, that the animal was tempted and didn't bite, you might say, that was only mi behema. V'nisha muad la'adam. So if that is the situation, the muad la'adam, that the muad la'adam never had any elements of chazara, any simanim of chazara, but in behema, yes. So then we say, havi muad la'behema. That means that it remains becheskas muad for behema too, meaning the chazara, the behema, lav chazara hi. That process of reversing this muadis for behema will not go forward. It will be stopped by virtue of the fact that it's still becheskas muad for adam. However, what's the other side of the Gemara? Have a muad lebehema, lo have a muad leadam. What does that mean? That what doesn't stop what? If the simani chazara would be playing out vis-a-vis what? Vis-a-vis adam. So then the fact that it's becheskas muad lebehema and that did not get a reverse, so that would not be ma'akev on the chalos chazara of Adam. Let's see, inside, avamur l'kol v'chazame Adam, if the simani chazara, the animal, was tempted Adam and displayed the opposite tendency not to gore, so it's chazame Adam, lo havi mur l'adam, the chazara the Adam chazara. Let's go slow, let's try to paint the picture here. What's Rabbi Nachum trying to do here? Is it a totally different gisha approach to this issue? It's just another application of the same underlying principle that we're trying to work out to the sugya. Lamasha, let me ask you the following question. Okay, Rav Zvid and Rav Papa have an argument. That was our difficulty to begin with. Rav Zvid says, naturally, animal doesn't discriminate. You become a mood for one, you mood for everything. Rav Papa says there is a discrimination, right? So we have to find a way for Rav Papa that the sugya can play out, that muad la'adam, right, havi muad la'behema, Rav Papa would disagree with that. Muad la'behema, havi muad la'adam, I mean, anyway, that's the case, right? So the first answer worked out one way to find that Rav Papa would agree that everything is a muad, it goes across to everything. Rav Menachem is looking in terms of chazar. So if I ask you, it's a muad for different animals, different minim. And now it shows simanim chazara on one min. What would you say? In other words, what's the underlying implicitly in what Tosis is saying with Rav Menachem? What would you say in the case of two different minim of behema? It established itself as a muad for all animals, okay? Shorchem avagamol, or gored everything three times, whatever it is. So it's a muad for all animals. And now it displays simanim of chazara for gomel, but it's still becheskes muad for shor chamor. Would it count as a chazara for gomel? What comes out of a menachem? What would you say? Would it be a count as a chazara or not?
Yes. doesn't seem like it's in between these two cases.
No. I think the answer has to be obvious. If we're understanding correctly, the answer should be obvious to everybody. Again, I'm not talking about the case Tosfos is talking about. I'm talking about within the one min. One min, there's a chazar. Does it count, or does the fact that it's becheskas mod on the other minim prevent the chazara from taking effect? What would you say, Elchanan?
The only thing I'll prevent would be the other.
So in other words, the same basic approach. The unique chidush of yigach and yigof is going to be playing out in terms of that chazar de adam chazarei. Part one is not part of the chidush. The first sentence is not part of the chidush. What's the first sentence? Muad la'adam havi muad la'behema. Translate that into the terms of a Menachem in Tosis. That means that being a muad la'adam, remaining a muad la'adam, not having chazara from Adam, prevents a chalos chazara from taking effect on behema. By the same token, therefore, remaining a muad for chamorim, for gemalim, prevents chazara from shvar. In other words, here already, Rav Papa would agree that everything is considered the same. You can't differentiate between one min and another. If you're muad for one, you're muad for the other. Not establishing muadus, but reversing muadus. But Menachem is trying to ultimately fix the picture the same way Tosis tried to do it in the first answer. That how could it be that Rav Papa would also be able to work with this sugya, that it would seem to be a default that everything is the same, that all the minim are the same, and only behema to adam makes a difference. So the first way was to try to figure out that there was three different minim, and then Rav Papa would agree. Now the answer is, it's going to relate to the case of chazara. So now, in terms of chazara, muad la'adam, having muad la'behema, meaning the chazara of behema doesn't take effect because it's still muad la'adam. Is that based on yigach and yigof? I would argue not. That would be no different than shvarim, chamorim, gemalim. You don't need to come on to the chidush of yigach, adam is yigach and behema is yigof for that. That is simply a manifestation of what would be in terms of any type of chazara of one min that would be held back because of the fact that it's still becheskas mod on the other min. Those, in terms of chazara, you can't have a chazara of one min if you're still becheskas mod on the other min. And here Rav Papa would agree. Here Rav Papa would agree. Becoming a mod, Rav Papa would say, you need to have either three different minim or whatever, you know. But you can't assume that it will become a muad for other minim. But now we're saying that when you have a muadus for all minim, to undo one without undoing the other would not take effect. But one example is an exception. Namely, if the chazara will be relating to Adam, because Adam is a whole different type of parsha, it takes much more, so then I can allow for the possibility that it is in fact reverse the process of muadus of gabi adam. Just before anything, just teaching the words. So in other words, Rav Menachem basically found, in Tosis, found a way for Rav Papa's shita to play out in our sugya, that there's a specific nafkamina of behema to adam, even though normally Rav Papa anyway says you can't go from one min to the other, and adam to behema you wouldn't go either. The answer is we're not discussing that, we're discussing chazara. With gabi chazara, Papa also agrees that all the minim are the same. Maybe they're the same. It means that the status of muadus of one prevents a chazara from the other. And that's why muad la'adam have a muad la'behema. Meaning that the fact that it remains a muad la'adam prevents the chazara behema from being for counting as anything. But the chidush will be part two. Since it's yigach by adam, and yigot by behema, which means it's a whole different issue. Isli mazla, merachem bechitchem yia, say what you wish. So therefore, if the chazara simanim are playing out on Adam, so muad lebehema would not prevent the chalos chazara for Adam. So lovi muad Adam, muad lebehema would it could still be a chazara on Adam, even though it's a muad lebehema. One min to another, in other words, should be clear to everybody. So one min to the other for a papa would be what? Would be a chazara or not be a chazara? Would not be. In the same way that muad la'adam, having muad la'behema, which means that the status of being muad la'adam prevents the Chazara Behema, that's the same thing. The status of Shavarim being Becheskas Muad would prevent the Chazara from Chamorim or Gemar. The only exception to the rule, and that's the unique chidush of the two psukim, Yigach and Yigol, the exception would be that if you have a Chazara of Adam, then the fact that Becheskas Muad Behema would not stand in the way to acknowledge the possibility and the reality of a Chazara from being Muad Adam, and therefore Ravi Muad Adam. What I'm showing you, though, is that Rav Menachem's Pshat is not, even though he found a different scenario, what he's trying to accomplish is really the same thing as the first Tarsitos. We haven't explained it yet, the Hesber, but just the picture first. That we're trying to imagine for our Papa that we need to come on to a new chidush that Behema to Adam doesn't allow to go from one to the other, but Adam Behema will be. The Adam to Behema, that's Pashat. That's not Yigach Yigof. That's just like one into another. But there's no differentiation. Why is no differentiation? Because on the Chazara level, there's no differentiation for our Papa. On the Chazara level. Where would there be differentiation? One way. If your Chazar was an Adam, that would count for something. Even though it's more the Behemoth, but it doesn't stop the Chazar of Adam. Ari?
I was under the impression that maybe the other way would make more sense if according to the fact that we're speaking with the Rav Papa.
So here's the issue. Okay, you're probably getting to Ricky Vegas Kasha. Let's bring it out. We haven't explained Rav Nachum. I'm just giving you the picture. What's the obvious question we have to ponder right now? Why should it be different by Chazar? Why should it be, let's put it this way, that's the case I just gave you, why should it be that Chazar from Chamorim could not count because you're still moved for Shvarim? And why should it be that a Chazar from Behema cannot count because you're still moved to Adam? Why? If a Papa holds that you can become a Muad only for what you became a Muad for, and unless you seem going different things, you wouldn't assume it goes beyond. So why, when it comes to Chazara, is Rav Papa so quick to hold the status of Muadis down and prevent Chazara from counting? When it comes to making a Muad, Rav Papa is very, you know, very conservative, not establishing Muadis. So why, on the Chazara level, is he holding on to prevent it from being undone? Or let me make the question stronger. I'm going to come here a second. Kibega asks it in the following way. If you look in that Sugya Lamed Zayin, the Gemara actually talks about this very case. Tos doesn't mention that. It's a Gemara that talks about this very case. One of the cases Tosus refers to. Tosus says, Muad l'Adam, Havi Muad l'Behema. What did that mean according to Rabbi Menachem? What did that mean? Chazara Behema. Did it count for Chazara? No. Havi Muad l'Behema, right? Havi Muad l'Behema means the Chazara Behema lav Chazarahi. That's what Tosfos says, Bidasu, Bidas Rapapa, right? Bidas Rapapa. No, the Gemara on Daf Lamed Zayin mentions Pshat in the Mishnah, according to Zvid, trying to work out the Diuk in the Mishnah. The Gemara says, Rav Zvid Amalach, Reisha Chazarakai. When it says in the Mishnah, Muad La Adam, the Ena Muad La Behema, it has to do with the following case, Kigon, says the Gemara, right? It's five lines before it gets wide. The Havi Muad LaAdam Umud LaBehema, VaHadar BeMi BeHema, and it was a Chazara regarding Behema. The Koy Gavi Behema Tlas Zimni V'Lo Nagach. So the animal had three opportunities to gore Behema and it didn't. But it was a Muad LaAdam and Behema, and now it showed Chazara signs for Behema. Mao the Tema Kim to LaHadar BeMi Adam Chazar BeHema Rav Chazara. You might think, since you haven't shown Chazara signs regarding Adam, so the Chazara BeHema is not a Chazara. Kamash Malan the Chazara BeHema Mia Chazara he. So Mefurish in the Gemara Bedas Rav Zvid, that if you have a case of Muad LaAdam or BeHema, and it was Chozer from BeHema, what's the din?
Okay.
Here's a Chazara. According to Rav Zvid. And what is Tosfos from Menachem saying over here within Rav Papa? What's he saying? That Muad LaAdam have Muad LaBehema, exactly the opposite. That if it's Chazara Behema, it's not a Chazara because it's Muad LaAdam. The only thing that could count as a Chazara, even though something else is a Muad, is if it's a Chazara Me Adam. Muad LaBehema, we have Muad LaAdam, the Chazara de Adam is a Chazara. But Muad LaAdam u Behema, and it was Chozem Behema, it's not a Chazara. So what could it be? It's a Stira. Elamai, what are you going to say? Oh, but this is my pup. This is Razvit. Says Rabbi Kivega, we call that Svaros Hafuchos. What do you mean, Svaros Hafuchos? Because think about it. Who seems to be more, when it comes to establishing Muadus, who seems to be more quick to establish Muadus? To establish it? Razvit. Razvit says, Muadu Minzez, Mir Murachet. Rav Papa says, Muad Minzez, not Menachem, Muad Adam is not Muad Behem. And the same Rav Zvid, who's quick to establish Muad, says, when it comes to Chazara, we're going to allow the Chazara to take effect on Behem, even though he's still Muad Adam. Nu Kovachom, Rav Papa. Rav Papa, who's not so quick to make Muadis, should certainly agree with this, that if it's Chazara, then it should be a Chazara. And Tosu is saying, Pshan Agama, within Rav Papa, that the Muad Adam having Muad Behema doesn't count as a Chazara for Behema. The only thing that would count is if it's Chazara of Adam. Kibbeg is Bam Kasha. What do we make of this? So what do you say to this Kasha, Abram? What do you say to this Kasha? Is that what your Kasha was?
Yeah, I had a couple, but just on this.
But you hear this Kasha, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand.
You hear it.
Why is it, isn't Rav Papa just being consistent across the board, like in both ways? Like, he's keeping the categories strict, like, whether it's closed. I don't understand why it's reversed.
So you're trying to say that Rav Papa is more hesitant to establish Chazaka Muadus, but he might also be just as hesitant to reverse the process. You're not explaining it. Rav Zvid, we have to see why this should be. Rav Zvid, on the other hand, might be quicker to establish Muadus, but he's also quicker to allow for a reversal of it. But at first glance, isn't that Svaros Hafuchos? Why should that be? I mean, you just said something, but Why should that be? Why should it be the Rav Papa who's quicker, more hesitant to establish and extrapolate Sderes HaMuad, should be more hesitant to allow for the reversal? And Rav Zvid, who's quicker to establish Muadus, should be quicker to establish reversal. You should say, if Rav Zvid is more, you know, for him to make a Muad is easier, so you should say it should be harder to reverse it. And Rav Papa, who says it's harder to make it, should be easier to reverse it.
I understand why. If it's harder to make it, why would it be easier to reverse it?
So say your way. So why should it be the other way? I mean,
because it's very consistent. If it's very hard to make it, then it's hard to get rid
why?
Of it.
Why?
It's stubborn.
It's enough to make your head spin.
Okay, so good. Okay, so I'm going to let you fellas, I'm going to let you think about this over Shabbos, okay? Because I want to say a little bit of something on the parsha. Think about this over Shabbos. If you want to look at the Shita Mekubetzos and Daf Lamed Zayin, he asks the Kiveges Kasha, just the first part, the first paragraph, first part of the paragraph. He asks the Kiveges Kasha, and he says an answer. And maybe we're talking about maybe two different. You'll see what he says. Maybe there's more to say on this. Then there's also a Rambam, which we can have a look at also. We'll get to maybe get to that also. But this is where we are right now. The two answers of Tosis are both trying to solve the sugya within Rav Papa. Two different scenarios, but basically trying to deal with the same issue, where Rav Papa would concede that all the minim are you can extrapolate from one to the other. Just a question of how you're going to set up the case, and then we can deal with what it means in terms of the words of the Gemara. Okay.